everybody. That is right, the music's playing in the back, and it is Clef, so you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio. We got some radio for you. That's right, we got Clefsta on the mix. And we have, over here, we have
Nani.
Nani, that is right, Nani. And we have...
Got Fuego from San Diego.
And we got in the corner, you got to speak to the mic, sir.
El Cipote.
El Cipote. I still, that name still kind of hits me the wrong way, but it's up to him, of course. I hope everybody's having a good night. I sure am. Today was, we're alum, guys.
Yeah.
We're all alum.
Congratulations.
In the room. Oh, wait, actually, there's one person who's not an alum. I'm sorry. But he'll be an alum soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fuego will be an alum soon. So I hope you enjoyed this hour of music. I'm going to put the next song. I hope you guys have a good night. It's 10 p.m., it's a Sunday, and we are going to church.
Sunday?
Is it?
It is.
Friday around on borders. Money sitting up. It's it way above your shoulders. I was eating pork and rinds with a bitch from New York Times. I don't eat no pork and rinds, but that bitch was mighty fine. I got gold all on my necklace. Tatted up my arms. Now my mama think I'm reckless. Got guns under my mattress. I was jugging since the youngin'. Free my older cousin Reese. He from Hamilton, not DC. I rock MBs like I'm Gucci. Flip on banging off the wall. Gucci on my drawers. Why the fuck you in these streets? If you scared of them four walls. I was stroking on your sister. She was calling me the mister. She said dick for a picture. It's Lil Yachty, nice to meet you. I was jugging out them stacks. Carrying up them racks. Almost had a lifetime sentence, but I beat it. Shout out to Pat. Pat, that's my lawyer. He got me off them charges. 8 stacks for that boy. He took care of the boy. Call like Minnesota. Call like Minnesota. Call like Minnesota. Call like Minnesota. Need to stay up out them streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out them streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. It get cold like Minnesota. Need to stay up out them streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out them streets if you can't take the heat.
You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. When they say Lil Yachty hot, I'm like, that's him or me.
Lil Yachty, huh?
Wrist like Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Traffic Coca-Cola.
Coca.
Kitchen plays and Quan Bowling. She got the hot box, know that it's stolen. Large,
large
sizes. All type of narcotics. Whoa. Got a bank roll in that big body. I love my Motorola. I love my Motorola. I love my Motorola. I love my Motorola. Fuck 12, they can't pull me over.
12.
Smoking no gas in it older.
Gas.
Cook it up, then flip it over. You must have forgot it, we bought it like soldiers.
Soldiers.
It's cold, but I got my shirt off.
Beer.
Trap niggas can't fall off.
Trap.
Big sack of Molly golf ball.
Yelly.
Big sack of Molly golf ball.
I travel Minnesota like a viper. Fled out the sky dweller, it got good light. Shot. We made the dab and all of y'all bite.
Damn.
Two thick white bitches, both of them dice.
Swear.
I'll make a 50 before his
April.
I was in the streets, Brendo, I had no
case.
Me and Lil Yachty test down at the safe house. Skip with the flipper, yeah. I will bring the rice out.
Call like Minnesota. Race on foul, I told you. I iced out my bone. Did
did the same damn thing for my brothers. All a nigga try spot beam like a poster. I can put the heat inside the kitchen like a baller. I can feel your bitch head up like a lawyer. Ain't over no, no sign I post. Beat machine, beat machine. I'm cooking bean on jelly beans. No need to smell it, always clean. That money talking, Charlie Sheen. I'm riding oohs with the tools. I got more diamonds than your jewelry. I make a comeback like a yogi. And if you know it, now you knew it. I aim at her head like a sniper rifle. She can't be my bitch if she dyking back. I bought her a ring, but no wifey wife. She slept on that lid and I like it, like it. No gain, she mic it, like it. No knockin', she know I do it. I eat that bitch like a hockey pocket. Blind knockin', she know I do it.
Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota.
Need to stay up out them streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out them streets if you can't take the heat.
Cause it get cold like Minnesota.
All right, how's everybody? We are back. We're on having a good mood, cause we're all in debt in some capacity, and that's a great. Yep. It's the American dream.
That's how it is.
That is literally the American dream. At least in 2019, right?
Yeah, dude.
Shouts out to capitalism and the proletariat and all them homies. And I don't even know. I'm just trying to say things. We're having another visitor on their way, which is cool to know. You should have been here a while ago. But anyway, again, we have El Cipote, we have Fuegs from San Diego, and we have Nani from Etnani, bro. And that was pretty bad. I'm sorry. But El Cipote with Etlon, nope. See, I can't even do it. Lawrenceville Pote, bro. That's the closest thing I can do.
Yeah, it's all right.
Lawrence Close Pote. Enough. Close Pote. Enough. But what are our first thoughts? For the two, aside from me, I'm the host. I don't get to talk or answer these questions. I ask them. What were your first thoughts? At least when you said bye to your parents, like maybe that's like because it's after commencement. Like I feel like that's like a big thing. What were your first thoughts? Or what did you feel? What was it? How'd it go? Any of you can go. There's only two of you.
I don't understand the question.
All right. So you've said goodbye to your parents. Yeah, after commencement.
Yeah, they're like
graduated.
So how does that feel? What was the first emotion you had? How do you think maybe right now? You know, it's just like a simple question.
Nah, it's I don't know. I got emotional saying bye to them because they had to leave real quick. I didn't get a chance to hang out. So
yeah.
But nah, they said they were proud of me. So hey, that's enough.
Shouts out. We all love El Cipote.
Shouts out.
Hey.
And how about you, Senor Tortuga?
Like for a quick second, sad, just because like I don't know when the next time I'll see them, because we literally left and split ways from Buffalo Wild Wings just now.
Oh, yeah, that's where. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so it's like it was nice.
Sorry, there's a quick technical difficulty. Our guest is coming soon.
And I don't know. I was just like, I'm happy that like. Got to see them here in Boston for the first time, and I'm glad to have them.
Oh, okay, your parents have been to Boston, so I'm not going to ask you, but what did your parents think, I guess? Have they been here before?
No, they nope. All seven people who were here, it was the first time here, and it was just nice. Like, the only time we had to do was, I was able to give them a tour of Tufts, and, like, they really enjoyed it. I liked campus. I showed them the Echo Spot, which just freaked everyone out.
Oh, I didn't even show my, I totally forgot that existed, I have to be
That's
honest.
That's a thing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, well, you talk to, in a specific corner of a building, which building?
It's Eden,
right. In like, one of the back corners of Eden, if you stand in this little, like, metal coin on the ground, like this little metal imprint they have, if you face a corner, that corner of the building, it's really loud due to the specific echoing of that area. Oh. If you move an inch to the left, it's not like that. Inch to the right, no, but perfectly in that position.
Man, I'm learning stuff even after commencement.
Shouts out to the Avengers. That's right, we love the Avengers. So we're going to choose the next song. Who is it by, Nani? You chose the song.
It's by Cumbia Drive.
Cumbia Drive. And if you know any memes or nothing or something, then it's going to be something about nothing.
We'll be right back.
How's everyone doing? We got our other guests in the building. Can you introduce yourself real quick?
Hey, everybody. I'm Lil Horse.
That is right. Lil Horse has come for a return. He is sweaty. He ran over here, and he thought the AC wasn't on, but it is, and it's hot.
So, I'm dedicated.
And he is indeed.
All right.
Yeah. God bless America, and God bless Lil Horse.
Just woke up, too.
What?
Yeah, I woke up 20 minutes ago. I ran here.
Why were you asleep?
I was tired, and I went to sleep like an hour ago, and I didn't know we were going to have the radio show until about 20 minutes ago.
Wow.
So,
tired.
But, you know. Yeah. It's been a really long day. Really emotional and stuff. And
Graduation.
You gave a high five to your dad and everything.
Yeah. Ate 2 crepes today. Nice. Saw Diego. Saw Eric. Saw Jesus too at the crepe store.
Yeah, we were with Fuegs at the.
Yeah, they all came through.
Yeah, and it was funny because like there was 2 baristas. He's a barista, Mr. Crepe, and there was another barista. Wow. And they said go over there, hang out with them, whatever. Because like I guess he understood whatever that it's just like a special thing.
Yeah, I got a little break.
And then like once the line piled up, it's like oh I'm gonna go back. And then when he tried going back, the other barista's like I don't want to see you here.
So he came back.
And he hung out with us for a good hour or so. So he got paid to talk to my parents for an hour.
It was nice.
Yeah.
And he saw how funny my folks can be.
Yeah, your mom was on me like.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, my mom gets on anybody who like you say any little thing and she'll find the corner. She's smart. She's really witty.
Yeah.
My dad more so just says the same joke 20 times. He's like he's more like a Lil Horse type.
Yo.
He said, "What was that one?"
Mr. Apple.
I can't. Mr. Apple. Yeah, my dad.
I want to hang out with your dad more.
Oh.
Seems like mine type of guy.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, yeah. It's just the Mr. Apple joke is a classic. But maybe it's too classic at this point. You know? You get me? You know, it's like vanilla. Like you know, you've had it enough sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta change it up. You know?
Yeah. But anyway, well, aside from that point, I asked him a question earlier. So what were those emotions you felt once you said bye to your folks?
Oh, me. You know, I didn't really feel that many emotions. I was just like in the rush right there. Like you know, they were leaving. And, you know, well, my mom was leaving, my sister was leaving, and Craig was leaving, and I was just, you know, trying to get all my stuff in order, and then it wasn't until, like, a few hours later when I was just, like, the only one in my suite where, you know, I was just looking out the window, and I was like, yo, like, it's over, like, yeah. Everyone's gone, all my suite mates are gone, all the decorations, furniture are gone, and it's not gonna be the same anymore, you know? Okay. Can't go back to that.
Yeah, it's just...
It's true.
Yeah. And I took a walk around campus, like around 5 o'clock on my way to the crepe place.
The crepe place.
Mr. Crepe in Davis Square, if y'all are wondering, check it out.
Hey, chill. We're about to get doxed, bro.
Doxed? On air?
On air.
Anyway, continue.
And yeah, I was like walking around, like all the graduation chairs were empty, and just looking there, like the stage is empty, no one's there, and it's like you know, it's like the perfect. It was a sad time, you know? Yeah. There's no one there. Everyone's gone. And I walk up to the... What?
Just kind of like reminiscing a little bit.
Yeah, like reminiscing from something that happened like 4 hours before.
Hey.
And, you know, I walk up
and
to
those,
tissue.
Those really loud guys were behind us in commencement.
Yeah. That was pretty sad.
Oh, why? Wait.
Remember?
It was like...
I don't remember.
They're so annoying.
Like, oh, the Fletcher students?
They weren't Fletcher students. No, it was just 3 tough undergrads.
People right behind us.
They were right
like
behind us.
Fucking people or something.
Oh.
I don't think they were sober.
They weren't at all.
Yeah, they were like so loud. It was like to the point where... Like, it'll be the middle of, like, the commencement speaker. Like, what was that actress's name? I forget her name.
Alfie Woodard.
Oh, yeah.
Alfie Woodard, yeah.
Amazing speech, by the way.
It was, but I didn't hear a quarter of it because guys were too loud directly behind me and Nani.
They
wouldn't
be quiet, yeah.
And you were next to me, too. I'm pretty sure you
heard I was.
Yeah. And it was just to the point where, all right, they obviously don't know what's going on because it's completely quiet and they're, like, talking really loud. And I saw Nani like texting Chenadon, and he was like, there's these guys behind me who want STFU, and I was like, yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. They're pretty annoying. But anyway, we're gonna do the ad real quick because I'm gonna forget. I think. But anyway, it's the sponsor of the hour, which means I play it every hour. I get to choose whatever. Well, you heard the spiel if you've seen the show, whatever.
pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Right, today is the first day of the summer schedule, so that means I will be here every Sunday at 10 p.m. unless otherwise stated on the sub list. And I'll be also on Monday at 11 p.m. I have two shows. Woo! I have back-to-backs.
I'm excited.
You're excited? How excited are you?
I'm so excited because I thought like a few weeks ago that would be our last show forever.
I said it was the last show for the semester of undergrad. We are alums right now. You never listen. But anyway, that's besides the point. We all know this. We can admit this, right? He doesn't listen.
Yeah, I can admit that too.
Look, he's on his phone right now and his laptop's open. Like, he doesn't even know what's going on, guys.
Come on, bro.
You know, I'm a really busy guy.
Even after undergrad.
I swear.
Already grinding away. Never stop, dude.
But anyway, we're going to go to some music because I want to get to everybody's choice. So right now we're doing... El Cipote's choice, and who's the artist?
This is Tyler, the creator.
Tyler, the creador, that is right. And he is from Hawthorne, Mexico, California. I hope everybody is doing well. And it go.
For real, this time.
So you were listening to Diamond Cut Trenches, that's right. And we all have our diamonds right in place. Do all of us have the diamonds?
We got diamonds in the night.
Huh? What was that?
Diamonds in the Sky.
What is that?
It's a Rihanna song.
Oh, he corrected himself.
It's a Diamonds in the Sky, right?
Right. Why'd you say night, though?
I thought it was night at first, but then y'all didn't say anything, so I was like, oh, probably
sky. If you said sky, I probably wouldn't have said anything anyway. I don't know if that's like something you could use as like to measure when you should switch the words. And if we didn't say anything, would you like diamonds in the light? Chill night? Miller Light?
It keeps trying to
rhyme. It's a good bar, right? It's a good bar.
Wait, can we play that song later, actually?
What song?
Diamonds in the...
You know, if you name the song, we can't play it.
What?
That's actually like a rule. That's actually
a
rule.
I named it incorrectly, so I'll just message it to
all
you.
All right. Yeah. No, don't. Just wait till we play music. What are you talking about? We can communicate when we're not on air. Anyway, how's everybody doing? I'm going to see how many people are on, actually, while we do this. And he's on his laptop. You know what? Okay, Fuegs, how was your day at Mr. Creep? We should, you know, yeah. The people want to know.
Not bad for a Sunday. Usually Sundays are really busy. Today was not that busy.
I think these next few weeks are going to be dead, because...
That's what I'm hoping for.
Right? Because it's not...
Yeah, dude.
That's what he's hoping. Also, we got 11 listeners, which is okay. Nice. It's not bad. I didn't announce the show, so that's pretty
clutch.
Good. Clutch. Well,
actually, if you know me, you should actually come visit me at work, because I enjoy that.
Guys know his voice, because it's Fuego. Yeah, you should just know who this guy is. We can't really tell you his name.
Yep.
That's not how this works. Yeah. So Fuego.
Come through.
Follow him on social media. One of them is Fuego Widow. Figure out which one it is. Just look it up on all of them. It's a rock as a picture. Anyway.
It's a SpongeBob rock, right?
I forgot his name.
The Rock. Isn't it?
Rocky.
Is it Rocky? Yeah, it is Rocky. Yeah. Because it's Patrick. Yeah, Patrick's not the brightest kid.
Who would have guessed?
Simple and to the point.
Yep.
Simple and to the point. You know, I had a stuffed whale when I was a kid that I loved, and I called it, because I was like five, I called it Whaley, bro.
Whaley?
I was like five.
How long did you have it for?
Bro, I for a while, I remember I was in love with that thing for at least like 3 years, and I remember when I got to the point where I was old enough, I was like, Whaley's a dumb name, but it's his name is Whaley.
It's a real name.
That's not a real name.
I swear on God. On God.
On God.
All right, we can't have that, so we're cutting him off the air for a little bit.
Hey, good stuff.
I'm cut out too.
There was a kid at my middle school.
Named Whaley?
Yes, Whaley Lynn.
All right.
How did you spell it, though?
I don't know, but it sounded exactly like Whaley.
Well, mine was Whaley, obviously.
Okay,
right?
Maybe Whaley? It was like Waley.
You don't even know. You're just making... unless you ask the guy, I don't want you to just make up like a spelling of a name.
Okay, I don't know his spelling, but his name was Whaley.
Alright.
Was it like... What if it was it like Whaling? And people just said it fast, or is it literally Whaley?
Oh, you have a point, but... Yeah.
What do you mean? I'm asking you. What do you mean? I have a point. I want to know.
Maybe it was Whalen, and then people just said it like really fast, and it sounded like Whaley. But I thought it was Whaley.
You know, on the topic of these weird names, I knew a guy in high school. I think I've told you guys. Spelled Fady, some Egyptian kid, and he it was pronounced Fatty.
Fatty.
Right,
Fatty.
And so. And the ironic thing was that he was kind of a heavyset kid. So when people would ask, like, oh, I would introduce him, like, this is my friend. Oh, what's his name? It gets difficult. And I'm like, well, his name is Fatty. And I was like, you can't call him that. Is that a nickname? You guys are mean. It's like, his name is F-A-D. It's pronounced... People say... People don't want to be mean, so when they read his name, like teachers, like, or subs, whatever, like in class, like... Fady?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I would have said.
Yeah, here. But he's Fatty. He's Fatty.
Fatty.
And that was just, yeah. Oh, actually, I can play a song that he rapped on. They did in senior year. It's kind of funny.
It's good.
Oh, wait, no. Actually, it might be a bad idea.
Is it copyrighted or something?
Wait, what?
Copyrighted?
He made a song. What do you mean?
Well, why can't you play it?
Because it might have certain, like, themes that I can't discuss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they were like playing around in high school. There's no like FCC tell them you can't play this or not. So
yeah.
Yeah, you get it?
Yeah, I get it.
You get it?
No, it makes total sense.
I don't believe you. You're not convincing.
Yerp.
Yerp?
I get it.
What? Yerp?
Wait, go confirm.
All right, guys, we're gonna go back to some music. In fact, Yerp, can you tell us what song you played? Who's the person? Sorry, who's the artist? You can't say the name.
Redman.
That's right. We got Redman, and it's an old school type stuff. You guys probably won't like it. In fact, I know it for a fact. El Cipote is gonna leave the room because he's gonna hear this song.
Mic check. I can get smooth to any groove. Relax the tongue. Let my mic take a cruise around the planet. Packing men like Janet Jackson. She's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Rat Man, man. What the fuck, man? Get the fuck off that punk smooth shit, man. Get with that rough shit, man. You know how we do.
Mic check. I walk around the street with the black tech now by the waistline, kicking our hype shit. I never claim to be the best type of rapper. You have to show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that the platinum. Beef after that, Hurricane G packs the gas, son. Chigga bang bang, yo bust the slang with my name. It's the Red Man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking lights tonight. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. Then when perfected, when the funk been ejected, I roughen up the rough drive to like make your head split. Huh? Past the 40 and the blunt, and don't front on the blunt, cause when you do front, brother, you get a star. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. Then pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got to have it. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet scar. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight's tonight, and me and my niggas ain't playing. You wanna see me get cool? Please save it for the breeze, cause the lyrics and tracks make me funky like cottage cheese. Fuck the smooth shit, I get down with the boom bip like Q-tip. I kick more styles than Bruce Shoes kick. But tonight's tonight, what I write tonight is type of funk with the flavor like Mike and Knights. Hanging out with my niggas. The pistol posse keep their fingers on the triggers. I keep the 40 between my lap cooling, rolling down the highway. Blunt system pumps cause it's Friday. Roll over to pick my boys up. We raise a lot of noise cause we can do that, Black. So get the Bozak, Jack, we never. I do the type of evil that men do, like cursing out my window at a bitch and a friend too. So turn the volume up a notch and watch the ba-bonk, ba-bonk. Make your speakers pop. That's the funk when it pumps, it makes you rump. Jump, 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 jump. But if you wanna see a fly but frantic, cool romantic, more slicker than my man Rick, you better check the yellow pages under smooth shit, cause Red ain't down for the bullshit. Niggas fucked up by letting me make an album.
How come, rude
to get
boy
on the mic and let my fucking style run? Expand my hand to the mic and let my mouth kick the flim flam. I get sex, I get wrecked, I puff mad blunts. I get vexed, I break necks, punch, I go crunch, chump. Yo, fuck the yo, take this shit off.
Yeah! Hey, B, give me a chop cheese from the corner. How we doing, everybody? We are back.
We're back.
What was that noise?
All right, I really don't want to mute it because that's also Fuig's mic, but he's really tempting me. He's really pushing.
Thank God we're sharing a mic today.
Thank God indeed, right? God bless Arizona. From dirt from to shining Tempe. Dirt. Right?
Yo, I gotta make an Arizona anthem. Like a modification of that song.
And just have like Michael Phelps on it or something?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Michael Phelps.
For anybody who wants to know what that so means, Michael Phelps is the coach for ASU swimming team. Anyway,
yes, he is.
He is. He's not from Arizona, though, right?
He's not. He went to school in Michigan, I think.
Yeah, so, but, okay. No,
he's
no,
from
no.
Michigan, I think.
He's from the state of Michigan?
Or somewhere on the East Coast, yeah. I'm pretty sure Michigan, though.
Okay, Michigan's not the East Coast. But anyway.
Either one.
Sure. So why does he choose to be at ASU? Is it a good swimming
coach? His swimming coach also coaches there, and he wanted to be with his coach. That's what I heard.
Oh, like an assistant coach?
Yeah.
Oh, and then whenever that guy retires, you'll like take the reins or something?
Yep, I guess so.
Nice. Or, okay, we'll see what happens. Shouts out to the greatest Olympian ever.
Did you know Brock Osweiler also wrong. Came from Arizona State?
Who?
Right,
who?
So some really who bad is quarterback that? Is Brock Osweiler from the Houston hey. Texans. That really bad contract is an awful and quarterback Denver. Who has pride in for being... from ASU, but he's an awful quarterback?
Well, he's like, he's so bad that he's like a legend. You know, he's got that like. He's
how is he a legend?
He's infamous. Yeah.
He's awful.
No, he's just smart because he got good contracts, but he's not good.
Yeah. No, but the thing
he
is,
got it from two teams. Because
the guy played for what, the Broncos, right?
The Broncos and the
Dolphins. And no one could tell like if he was good or not because his team was just like meh. Right,
yeah,
so they thought whenever you, like those flashes of brilliance occurred, they thought it was because of him, but really it was just some receiver doing a good play for one day. You know, it wasn't. Osweiler could not do anything at all with the Texans.
Also, they were like not. Oh, with Texans. Oh yeah.
He was. That's when he had the contract. That's when
and
he had
then
the contract.
He was replaced by Deshaun Watson, right?
Shut up.
No, wait. There was a few quarterbacks in between. No, like two. Because they got rid of Osweiler. He was also injury prone. Osweiler was like getting hurt on occasion, right? Yeah. He was just a bad scenario. Rip.
Oh, but also some other famous ASU alumni, James Harden,
who got eliminated like last week. Yeah, he went to
ASU. Yeah, rest in peace. By who again?
Ripped
by the
Warriors.
All the Warriors.
Yeah,
that was easy.
Wait, are you like that Staples button?
That was easy.
Oh my gosh, I love those.
Throwback?
They still sell them, I'm pretty sure.
Really? Yeah. Is that the only thing they sell now?
I want that button, but with your voice on it.
My voice?
All right.
My voice or El Cipote's voice?
El Cipote.
El Cipote. You heard him?
How do you say Cipote? How do you say that was easy in Spanish?
Eso fue fácil.
Eso fue fácil.
Oh, you said fácil weird.
Fácil.
Fácil?
Fácil.
Fácil. Oh,
eso fue
fácil.
Facil.
No, there's an L at the end. Fácil.
Fácil.
Yeah, so eso fue fácil.
Eso fue fácil.
Yeah, that's good enough for me.
Orale.
All right, we're gonna go back to some music. Can you tell us, Little Horse, what is the artist you chose to play?
I chose to play a song by Rihanna.
Rihanna.
It was the song I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, but he never said the title because he didn't know it. So I'm just going to play it because we love Riri. That's right. There's a song by Young Thug also called Riri, and I love that too.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Fine light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would become one right away. Oh, right away. At first sight, I felt the energy of sunrise. To the universe as we moonshine and Mali, feel the warmth will never die. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me, I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. At first sight, I felt the energy of sunrise. I saw the light.
shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
Everybody, we are back. It is Clefsta, El Cipote, Fuegs from San Diego, and Nani, La Tortuga. That's right, we got a little horse in the building. How's everybody doing?
Good.
We're having a good time.
That song.
And in honor, since this is a commencement episode, I guess, because that's been the theme for more than half of it at this point, let's just all go around and let's announce to the world what our degrees are. Like, what did we get? We'll start with El Cipote. What's your B or BS?
I got a BS.
BS in?
CS.
In CS, that's right. Yeah. BS in CS. Fuegs, we'll ask you next year. We're going to ask what you got next?
BS in EE, electrical engineering.
That's right, electrical engineering from my favorite Vietnamese horse. And we got La Tortuga.
I got a BS in ME, mechanical engineering.
Wait, also, did we have any minors? I didn't mention. Do we have any minors?
No, we're all of it.
I do.
Oh, okay. Oh, go ahead.
Minor in engineering ed.
Important. That's important.
That I know others who did their minor didn't show up on their degree though.
Dang.
Yeah.
I didn't have a minor, so I don't know.
Oh, it didn't come up for me. And I'm like, yo, what's up?
Did y'all see that post about homie already lost his degree?
You saw that, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
So funny.
It's like, hey, I just found this already.
He's
ready to dip.
Right. Homie just put in the trash right after. I'll just buy another one. Daddy. No, but anyway.
DJ Clefsta, what's your degree?
I'm also in this, huh? I got a BS in physics. Shouts out to Feynman, Einstein, stars. And all the like. Stars? No, not astro. Astronomy's a... I don't like that. You know that. I really don't like... I like gravity. It's cool. That's a cool topic. Light's a cool topic. Diffraction and all the likes. I love the math behind it. But that's not the point. It's also, you know, just to mention... I've suffered from heavy mental health issues since I've been 15, and I'm hoping that this graduation, this commencement we had, is a new chapter in the right direction, because this past month has been tough, but you know what? We're feeling good today!
Yes!
And that is right, man! That is right! And with that note, we're going to play a song next that, you know, we already played all the guest songs, so now it's songs chosen by Clefsta, curated by Clefsta. We're going to play some Conway La Máquina featured on a song by El Alquimo. How do you say alchemist? Alchemist.
That's Italian.
A pump or auto?
It's nickel plated, snub nose. Otherwise, it's the same as a service revolver.
It's brand new. We just got them in. That's
trying to stop anything that moves.
Just touch the trigger, the beam comes on, and you put the red dot where you want the ball to go. You can't miss.
38.
I got shot in the helmet and I ain't feel a thing. Soul cracked in my mama and I ain't feel ashamed. You niggas talking like killers but won't kill a thing. Might go to the nigga show just to steal his chain. I'll be the first one blaming the shot. It's like in Juice when Raheem gave the hammer to Pop. Watch how I stand in the spot, put the grams in the pot. Flip it twice, might take my bitch to a land of the shot. Clips with 30 shots jammed in the glocks. Bricks from the cartel, naked lady stamped in the blocks. Woo! Ain't nothing about me weak, nigga. Wig shot, I left that spittle in the week, nigga. I'm just here to get the safe from you. If I don't get it, then I'ma just take the bone out your face from you. Them fuck niggas in the hood, they'll fake love you. Next thing you know, they in your bushes trying to wait for you. You got pussy in your heart, homie, I can't trust you. You lose a part on your body when the K cut you. I say fuck you, nigga. I might drop you from the top of your projects, they'll have to scrape up. Big Dutch and the dick suck what I wake up to. Fifth up when the shit buck, it'll break up you. Go Griselda nigga, that's the set. Clap the tech, savages crash and rest. Snatch the baby out the bassinet. Look, I don't fuck with a nigga if we ain't been cool. I ain't got shit for a nigga but Mac 10 wounds. I spit the illest shit, I vision it before I even pen them sentences. I close my eyes and the pen move. Yeah, I see you niggas in your thin jewels. Don't make me show up to your show with like 10 goons. Light up the sour and the hell it twice. A little savage hit a nigga and it smell it twice. Shut up the scene on his pedal white. His strap hanging around his neck using the strings from his yellow knights. Niggas went from selling white to melon kites. I'm putting on so when they home I can set them right. Who you playing with, homie? We ain't the same. You a lame. Get the fuck up out of my lane. You know the name. You say you got guns, it ain't a thing. I will aim. I keep Max around me like Wayne, motherfucker.
First off, work out outside, come back inside, if you get you a little fever, then take you down to Arizona, you hear my man Rico, he pulling up on you with at least 4 to 7 E. coli.
4 to 7 E. coli, can you guys tell me what that means? I've always wanted to know what the 4 to 7 E. coli.
Well, E. coli is a disease.
Right, but I mean, he said go to the corner where it's Rico bacteria. Is, and he's gonna give you 4 to 7 E. coli. I don't.
E. coli is like a, it's like a foodborne.
I understand, but illness, right? but
4 to 7.
You can't quantify E. coli. Never mind. Okay, you know what? How how's it? How's
maybe the time?
Huh?
Time like 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. or 4
a.m. No, he's gonna pull up to Rico. He's gonna have up to 4 to 7 E. coli. He's gonna have.
That makes sense.
So I'm obviously he's not talking about actually E. coli, right? I would assume.
Oh yeah.
It's
yeah.
Like a drug, probably, but like maybe something that makes your stomach feel ill or something. I don't know, bro. Mm-hmm. Probably an opiate. That sounds like something they do, but I don't know. I don't know.
Preach.
What?
Preach?
You're gonna preach for 4 to 7?
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm also not 100% on what's going on, but I hope everyone's having a good night. We're almost signing off. It's still some time. But we now Nani's on Lil Horse's laptop looking at Vans. It seems like
Adidas.
Adidas. That's a nickname we have for Fuego. We go Deegs like that because we go like Deegs. Yeah. It's been like the commencement week like theme for some reason. Yeah. Even though he's been to none of the events.
I've been working all day every day.
Yeah, every dang day this guy's been working and we just randomly when something happens like Deegs. Makes no sense.
It's hype.
Yo, testosterone is awful. I'm sorry that men exist. I'm sorry to the world that we're like this. You know, maybe Nani gets a pass, if anything, because he's kind of cool. But outside of the rest of us, I don't trust us at all. Not even me.
Yeah.
Not even, like...
Nope.
Why'd you do
not
that?
Not even Lil Horse?
Can't trust yourself.
Sad Horse.
No, I don't trust Lil Horse, because you're never on time to anything. That's my main reason.
I just woke up 20 minutes before.
No. I'm not saying this. I'm saying, let's go play basketball. Yeah, you pull up an hour later with your pants on and your like regular dress shoes.
When was this?
Like, we would have games. Remember, you'd come from class.
I had class.
Yeah, but you could just come like in short. I don't know. Don't play if you're gonna be in. I don't know. I thought it was weird. You pull up to our intramural games just like with
you
a backpack. Shoot. You'd be shooting threes with a backpack on. Come
Wait,
on.
No, that's Kevin. Yeah. That
Did you change
Kevin.
At least? Or you were wearing your pants the whole time?
No, he'd be playing at clothes. Oh, I'd be sweaty. Kevin. You'd come home. Kevin, he'd probably do laundry immediately. Yeah. I don't know what the guy was thinking.
Yo, that was Kevin.
Don't name drop people, dude.
Yeah, you can't do that. His name is Dictator Kim.
Oh, that was Levin.
That's not how this works.
Oh, okay.
It's
anyway. Okay. All right, I'm going to go to the next one. Yeah. And then after this, we're going to do our sign-off. You know? You know?
Word.
Niggas
already know the motherfucking resume. Straight up and down, man.
Straight up, man.
Ride as shit. Terry Sav, nigga. Hempstead, motherfucker. L.I. stand the fuck up. Moss, nigga. Yeah. Fuck them niggas know about it. Nothing. Yeah. Faggot. Uh-huh. Wish I was. I catch one of you niggas, man. Y'all niggas know, man. Pussy niggas, man. Yeah. Disgusted. Yeah. Huh. I got Lamborghini dreams, Nissan nightmares. Moving white. My ice is cool as the night air. 2.5s flare, a glare through your Cartier eyewear. Knock your newborn out of the high chair. Divide and tear, slice and bite a hair like pear. They pray I share fruit that I bear. I get nectarine in the beam, I steam a whole 17. Brolic chain, chunk cheddar cheese. Spray up chumps, text jam like heavy D. Hoes lay bread on me like deli meat. That's pimpish, pass the Mac 10 to my apprentice. While I get a pen and pad to print this. Then slide 9 inches in your empress with the quickness. It ran through swifter than wind sprints. You a byproduct, the guys that grind and byproduct. Black cars line side Prada wallets. Black cars glide like flying carpets. The 40 lay you out like a starfish. I'm doing God's work in the booth, this was a lost wish. I put a skirt on the coupe. Squirt 32s that'll burn your suit. Motherfucker, baby. Light one up. Feds might run up. They might want us. Henny on ice in my styrofoam cup. Dimes get fucked. Lanes with the 9 get stuck. Rip cake and glide in the truck. These are emeralds. Only generals resemble. They throwing up signs and symbols. They throwing up signs and symbols. Just a pawn on the chessboard, I move pieces on squares like Louis sneakers. Police has gotta burn them off like leeches. Fall beneath us, people need to see the uniqueness. Speak your mind like telekinesis. Steam reefers, watching pelicans on beaches. Slide long meat deep in Georgia peaches. Them whores be the source of your weakness. I take broads, do what I see fit. Break laws, money grip thick like queen pen. Rolex to gleam with my sleeve in. My enemy knee bend, my team win. You bleed in, feel the reaper creep in. A brief win, degree bring a freeze to your skin. Squeeze 3 at your BM till your meat spin. You hanging on by a thin tree limb. Cock weapons and pop the specimens. With elegance, metal wrench and wig, lead settle in. Your head been turning to gelatin. I ride with gentlemen. Hollow tops fly through your melanin. Cocksucker. Word up. Light one up. Feds might run up. They might want us. Handy on us.
In my styrofoam cup.
Dimes get fucked. Lanes with the
dime get stuck.
Rip cake and glide in the truck. These are emeralds.
Only the generals resemble. That's right. That was Rock Marciano, Emeralds. And I'd like to say it is time to sign off. We have about 2 minutes to go. And we'll start with El Cipote.
El Cipote.
El Cipote. I'm signing out. Hey, shout out to all the people who still grinding out there. You know, shout out to all the other salvadoreños out there. We out here. Hey. So,
homies, el puro centroamericano. Pupusas cada día, mijo. All right, let's go to the next one. I'm turning off your mic. And we got Fuegs from San Diego.
Off here, Fuego from San Diego. Good night to everyone.
Good night to everyone.
Take care.
Shouts out. That's a great Drake out. I don't like it that much. And
take care. It's Lil Horse here. Just want to say, you know, congrats to all the graduates today. I'm so proud of you guys. And you know, for all you guys still grinding out there, keep grinding on. It's worth it. You know, I'll be there for your graduation.
For sure. His mic is off. We're going to Nani for the last one. Aside from me, I'm your host.
All right, it's Nani. Just glad to be here one more time. Glad to see the boys here in the at the show.
Yeah.
Everyone who graduated, congrats from up here to Northeast to down in Atlanta, Morehouse.
Morehouse. You got some homies out there?
Yeah. Their student loan debt's completely gone now.
Oh, really?
Speaker, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. You should see the articles. But yeah, nah. Peace out.
peacing out to Nani. Shouts out to historical black colleges. And it is me. This is Clefsta, and you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. You are listening to the cutest host from coast to coast. Thank you for tuning in. I am not that cute. That's why I do the radio, not YouTube. But anyway, I hope everyone is having a good night, and I hope my confidence gets a little better with the subsequent days. But shouts out America, because if it wasn't for America, I wouldn't have gotten this great education, even though America is extremely flawed.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what's up, nigga?
My team. Living this American dream.
Some fucking games, nigga. Machine, bitch. Griselda. DJ Premier.
You know this.
Look. I don't beef on the internet.